Chapter 2. Light and Life. One of the characteristics of light is that it may multiply itself indefinitely without diminishing itself in the least. A lighted candle may give light to a million candles, and yet its own light is just as bright. The sun supplies light and heat to this earth, and there is enough for all. Each individual gets as much benefit from the sun now as it was possible for anyone to get when the population of the earth was only half as great as it is now. The sun gives its whole strength to each person, and yet it has as much heat and light as though it supplied no one. Jesus Christ is the Sun of righteousness and the light of the world. The light which he gives is his life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John chapter 1, verse 8. He says, "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." John chapter 8, verse 12. He gives his life for the world. All who believe on him receive his life and are saved by it. Just as the light of the candle is not diminished, although many others are lighted by it, so Christ's life is not diminished though he gives it to many. Every one of us may have it in all its fullness. The light shone in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. His light could not be quenched. Satan could not take his light, because he could not tempt him to sin. Even when he laid down his life, he still had as much life left. His life triumphed over death. It is infinite life, so he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God by him. Christ will dwell in his completeness in everyone who will let him. This is the mystery of the gospel.